Well, good morning, gentlemen. It's a lovely day here, actually. It's almost a spring day. Now, the video I did at Antri yesterday about the Femons sort of dressing up and makeup and what they really actually look like kind of reminded me is how far Femons have actually fallen. Of course, many years ago, when I was a younger man, Femons used to dress up, put some makeup on, and go out and try and show themselves off. They were doing exactly the same thing, selling possible sex, of course. But it was done in a kind of a much classier way. Now, of course, today's Femons are all empowered. And I'm afraid they all look like Femons of the night, and they look cheap. And they've all seemed to have lost their dignity. Of course, the patriarchy hasn't done that. Feminism has done that to the Femons. And patriarchy never really existed. It was just another scam. Like the wage gap in the workplace. They just wanted the same money for less work, that's all. But really, you can't blame feminism. It's the Femons that are doing it to themselves. How can males respect somebody that doesn't even respect themselves? And these are supposed to be the mothers of society. Of course, most modern Femons don't want children, and if they do, they don't want to look after them. I'm afraid this is what happens when you have no laws or accountability for Femons in society. And that's why other countries, see, special countries, you know what I'm talking about, have special laws for Femons. Because they know history and know what Femons become. Without laws, they just know Femon nature. Femons will drag society down to their level. Most men nowadays don't want these Femons as girlfriends, partners, wives, mothers for sure. Then can you actually blame them? There might still be some decent Femons out there, but not many men have seen one. A bit like the Yeti. And actually, a lot of them do look like the Yeti. And I thought this feminism thing was supposed to be for equality. But most men are refusing to go down to their levels. The Femons have set themselves back at least 50, if not more, years. And yet the funny thing is, they still think they're the prize. They never were the prize, they were just a responsibility that man took on. The modern Femons aren't worth the hassle. Generally speaking, they're fake, false, cheap-looking, and with the attitude of a spoilt child. So look after number one, guys, and that is you. And stay away from these Femons, they're only charlatans and scammers. And if you see a damsel in distress, walk on by. Show Femons the same respect that they've shown males. Oh, and have a nice day. See ya.